Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the fourth day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumas, Perek Revi, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Sa'a Truma Shenafla Pi Megura. If you have one sa'a of Truma that fell upon a stockpile, V'kipa, and he scooped up the top part of that stockpile. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im yesh ba kipu meya sa'a, if he scooped up, if the amount that he scooped up has 100 sa'a of chulin in that, tala ve'echad umeya, then the truma will be bottle in 101 sa'a, which is the minimum you need to be bottle truma. But if in what you scooped up there's not 100 sa'a together with truma, then the tavua, then the produce that in the stockpile, even though there's tons of that left in the stockpile, it will not help to be mevatlet. Now this is despite the fact that Rabbi Eliezer held in the previous Mishnah that all the produce at the bottom of the stockpile will help to be mevatl. The top part, that's truma. Here it's different because he's actually scooped off the top part. If he wouldn't have scooped it, then we would say, well, it's bottle as long as you've got 100 times 100 of chulin to mevatel the sa'a of truma. But now that he's scooped it up, he's taken it away, you need to have 100 sa'a of chulin in that part that he scooped away to be mevatel the truma. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Lo Itale. Rabbi Yeshua says no. He says that even if what you scooped up there is 100 sa'a, the truma will not be bottle. It's still at the top of this part that he scooped, and it won't help even if you have 100 in that. This, the way we've learnt the Mishnah, is according to one opinion in the Yerushalmi. And this is how the Rosh Rabbi Shimshon learns the Mishnah. However, in the Yerushalmi, there is another opinion that reads the Machlekes as follows. Im yesh bekupoi, that if in what he has scooped up, together with what's left in the stockpile, 100 sa'a, which to be mevatel the sa'a of truma that fell in, then that's fine. And the chiddush here is that Rabbi Eliezer is so lenient that even in a situation where he's already scooped up the top part, we still are able to join to it the produce that's left in the stockpile down below to be mevatel and help to join in to be mevatel the sa'a of truma that fell in. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Rabbi Yeshua says, like he said in the previous Mishnah, that the bottom ones will not help to be mevatel the top ones. Now the Mishnah continues. What is the way you can remedy the situation according to Rabbi Yeshua? So, let's say you had a sa'a truma that fell upon a stockpile. Yekapen, says the Mishnah, what he should do, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is just remove what's on the top until you know for sure that you've taken all the truma part of it, the rest of it is chulin. Ah, if that's the case, asks the Mishnah, v'im kain, if it's so easy to make a remedy like that, you just remove the mixture or what's gone in by scooping up and just make sure you give that to the kohen. Loma omru truma oila b'echad ameya. So for what purpose did they say that you need 101 to be mevatel one sa'a of truma? That's in a situation where you don't even know if the sa'a of truma remained on the top or it got mixed up in the stockpile after it fell on the top of it. Then we say, well, you need 101 to be mevatlet, and it won't help to scoop it because you may not be scooping all the truma. You don't even know where the truma fell. In such a situation, scooping is not going to help at all because you don't know where it fell, which bucket it fell in. And that's when the Chacham said, you need 101 times the 101 measures to be mevatel the one measure of truma. Mishnah Yud Beis. Shtei kupos, if you have two baskets containing chulin, or shtei meguros, or two stockpiles of chulin, and each one has 50 sa. Shenaflo sa truma l'socharas man, and a sa, one sa of truma fell into one of these baskets or one of these stockpiles, but Ve'ein yodua la'ezim enofla. It is not known into which one it fell. Which means that each one of these buckets, or each one of these stockpiles, is under a suffix. Maybe it's got the drum in it. Can they join together? Can we join the 250 lots of 50 saw together to make it like 100 saw to be mevatel the saw of drum or not? Says the Mishnah, yes. Malois zoi ezoi. The two kupis, the two baskets, or the two stockpiles will join with each other to make the sum of 100 sa', which is sufficient to be mevatel, the sa' of truma that fell in. And you can take the ones, because even when it's bottle, as we know, we have to take one sa' and give it to the kohen, because of, because we know that somewhere here there's a sa' of truma that belongs to the kohen. So you can take that sa' of truma either from one basket in its entirety, or one stockpile in its entirety, or you can take 50, or half a sa' from one and half a sa' from the other one. No problem at all. In fact, the Yerushalmi brings that the two baskets will join together even if they're situated in two separate houses. That's because since the baskets are portable, therefore we say that you can join them together. Two stockpiles would be a different story because they're fixed in their place, so they will only join together if they're in the one house. Rabbi Shimon Omer afilu hein b'shtei hayorais. He says that even if the two baskets are so far from each other, they're in two different cities. A man owns two baskets and chulin, and one of his workers a sa' of truma fell into one of them, and now we don't know which one it fell in. He says that the two baskets can join together even in that situation. Malu zoi zoi, and they will join to be mvatel truma. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is we don't go that far as to say that if they're in two different cities. The Rishalmi says in two houses, the Tanakama would say that, with the baskets at least, but not two different cities, not that far. And the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, it's like the Tanakama.